I'm Steve Miller reporting. William Zaret, the chairman of the American Chamber of Commerce in China, recently commented on the $50 billion in proposed tariffs by both the United States and China.
What I'm hoping is that the two sides will get together and negotiate in good faith and resolve this before any of these tariffs are actually enacted.
The U.S. tariff proposal will undergo further review before the Office of U.S. Trade Representative issues the final determination on the Chinese products subject to additional tariffs. The Koreas held preparatory talks for a summit later this month between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Pernell Murdoch reports that the two sides agreed to meet at least once more before the planned April 27th summit.
The Koreas will need to agree on how Kim will arrive at the venue, and there has been media speculation that he would cross the military demarcation line that bisects the Koreas by foot in a symbolic gesture. The Koreas also need to determine how many times he and Moon would meet that day and whether parts of the meetings would be broadcast on live television. The Koreas have held only two summits since the 1950 to 1953 Korean War. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
U.S. diplomats and their families departed Washington's embassy in Moscow Thursday in a reciprocal move by Russia following the expulsion of U.S. and other nations. Three buses were seen leaving the U.S. embassy compound and heading towards the airport after Moscow set a Thursday deadline for diplomats to leave the country. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. Former South African President Jacob Zuma is set to appear in Durban High Court Friday, where he will face corruption charges related to a years-old